Perhaps he read the autobiography as told to Alex Haley or saw the 1992 film starring Denzel Washington, but it turns out there's still a lot to learn about Malcolm X. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick reviews a terrific new biography of Malcolm X and shares some thoughts on a rather controversial new biography you might have missed. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. If you've been getting into the history of black activism with movies like Judas and the Black Messiah, One Night in Miami, and The Trial of the Chicago Seven, the new biography of Malcolm X, The Dead Are Arising, by Les Payne and his daughter Tamara Payne, will make a great follow-up. Payne delivers considerable news, not just on Malcolm's early years as a street hustler and a lady killer, but also on his time as a devotee of Nation of Islam leader Elijah Muhammad. The corruption and nepotism of Elijah Muhammad's organization and its bizarre relationship with the Ku Klux Klan are laid out here in detail, with the Nation and the KKK colluding to put a stop to Martin Luther King Jr. Then, the Nation went on to orchestrate Malcolm's assassination, with plenty of help from Herbert Hoover's FBI, the CIA, and the New York Police Department. The murder itself, which occurred during a Sunday morning gathering Malcolm was hosting at Harlem's Audubon Ballroom, is recreated in chilling detail with testimony from several people who were there. Dead Are Arising contains lots of new and first-hand material and is very much a book of the moment. For our next book, I was planning to tell you all about the new Philip Roth biography, but in the past few weeks, its author, Blake Bailey, has been outed as a sexual predator and its publisher has pulled the book permanently. As I am a lifetime member of the Philip Roth fan club and had admired several of Bailey's previous books, I wasn't surprised that I loved all 800 pages of the new biography, especially the one that quoted me from a review I did of his ex-wife Claire Bloom's memoir in the Los Angeles Times back in the 90s. I was shocked to see my name in the book, but it turns out the shocks were only beginning. Lisa and I just read a pair of articles in the online magazine Slate that take us deep inside Bailey's eighth grade classroom in New Orleans years ago when he was the beloved English teacher of his accusers, now in their 30s and 40s. The story is truly sickening, but I'm also sickened by the idea of the biography being withdrawn from print. Poor Philip Roth. Despite his obsession as a novelist with sex and his limitations in portraying women on the page, he was never accused of any Me Too violations, and it seems so ironic that his biographer's bad behavior would cause the story of his life, which he worked on with Bailey for years, to be erased from view. While Bailey's previous biographies were critical successes, they never achieved the wide audience Philip Roth was on its way to getting. Roth was a huge figure. Whether or not you read a word of his 31 books, you're doubtless aware of his reputation, mostly created by his fourth book, Portnoy's Complaint. The public believed Roth was Portnoy, and his later works did not improve matters. Some, such as Sabbath's Theater, only made it worse. This may have been what kept him from getting the Nobel Prize he waited for in vain. According to Bailey's biography, when his last chance at the prize in 2016 went to Bob Dylan, he commented, "It's okay, but I hope next year they give it to Peter, Paul, and Mary." Though all the profits from this book should surely go to rape crisis centers and such, I hope you will have a chance to read it someday. We still see Harvey Weinstein's movies, we still read pervy old J.D. Salinger, and I believe Blake Bailey deserves the same.
The book is The Dead Are Arising by Lester Payne and Tamara Payne. You can find more information about this book in our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader or on the WIPR app. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.